It's Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. CompTIA, channel confidence is high, cybersecurity driving growth amid job shifts. And tech shifts, Google Workplace adopts passkeys, Microsoft replaces Cortana, ConnectWise enhances some SaaS security, and finally, Zoom enhances privacy with EEA data storage and audit tools and launches AI for missed meetings. This is the Business of Tech. Two CompTIA reports to catch you up on. First, CompTIA's State of the Channel 2023, which I briefly mentioned when it came out. 90% of North American companies said they feel good about the channel's continued relevance, with 43% feeling that the channel is relevant and changing rapidly, and 47% feeling it is relevant and holding steady. 52% of managed services providers reported that cybersecurity services still drive most business. That led to 42% of those polled hiring more cybersecurity professionals and 41% retraining their workforce on cybersecurity protocols in the past year. And CompTIA weighed in on the jobs data from last week. Their analysis of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics job report reveals that tech companies cut 4,725 jobs, or 0.1% of the industry's workforce, last month. However, tech occupations throughout the economy grew, with 45,000 new jobs and a 2% unemployment rate below the national average of 3.7%. The leading sectors were IT services and custom software development, cloud infrastructure, data processing and hosting, and tech manufacturing. Why do we care? I'm generally uncomfortable with the channel as a nomenclature, but this feels more relevant if I replace the channel with technology services companies. There's optimism, and there's lots of reasons to be optimistic. Just note that the super low unemployment rate also means difficulty finding people. Still, let's be upbeat today. Other notable stuff I didn't want to miss. Starting this past Monday, Google Workspace or cloud users can allow users to sign in with a passkey instead of a password. Passkey support for workspace administrators who can enable passkey sign-on within their organizations will be gradually rolled out over the next few weeks. The ability to skip passwords is disabled by default and must first be enabled by administrators. Even when disabled, however, users can still create and use passkeys for 2FA authentication. And in case it's something your users use, Cortana is ending support in Windows. Copilot is the future for Microsoft. ConnectWise announced several new updates to its security portfolio, and I wanted to note one in particular. ConnectWise SaaS Security. Capabilities include Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace monitoring and alerting, self-service integrations, alert opt-in and out flexibility, and more, all with a user interface that lives within the IASO experience. Why do we care? The old is being replaced with the new. Outgo passwords, in come passkeys. Outgo voice assistance, in comes generative AI. Outgoes device security, in comes SaaS security. Listeners may debate that last one, although I'd argue it's about relevance here rather than complete elimination. Each of these is a customer drive to newer technology. Let's hit two Zoom announcements. Zoom Tuesday revealed it would support localized data storage in the European Economic Area, where premium, meaning paying, customers can choose specific data from its webinars, meetings, and team chat tools to store in local data centers. In Europe, this will mean Frankfurt at first, although Zoom does also have data centers in Amsterdam, Leipzig, and Zurich. Zoom is also rolling out audit log tracking globally, where company administrators can track where logs are exported and deleted. And it also launched a new tool in the same privacy dashboard as the data residency feature to help admins respond to data subject access requests and delete personal data, such as names or email addresses, that may have been collected. This is a core tenet of regulations such as Europe's GDPR and its Californian CCPA counterpart, designed to ensure a product's users can access information on what personal data a company holds on them and request deletion of specific data. Finally, the company is now offering its AI feature to catch up on missed meetings. Announced in March, it's available as a user trial in select plans. Why do we care? I'll focus today on the relevancy of regulation. Zoom changed its business because of GDPR and CCPA and is making compliance a feature. Take a weakness and make it a strength. Solid strategy and worth noting here. Let's cut the FUD. Don't let anyone scare you from selling VoIP because compliance is hard. With their newest managed compliance service, OIT VoIP removes compliance headaches from the picture while you retain control of your client relationships. Get started selling faster than ever. Visit oit.co/mspradio to learn more today. Thanks for listening. Today, International Supply Chain Professionals Day. Now, there's a space we didn't talk about before the pandemic. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.